If you're looking for evidence of climate change in Alaska, here's some. The typical time between Fairbanks's last spring freeze and the first freeze in autumn has increased by a full month in the past century. That fact is courtesy of Rick Toman, a climatologist based in Fairbanks. For the past 5 years, Toman has been something like the voice of climate change in Alaska, measuring new trends against old baselines. This week, he retires after more than 3 decades with the National Weather Service. Toman told Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk that personal memories of climate and weather don't always match the data, so it's important to keep broader context in mind.
We are seeing changes in parts of Alaska and in some seasons that are really quite out of beyond anything that's occurred in not just living memory, but now we can push that past living memory. And I think going forward, as Alaskans make decisions about our future, that context is very important. It's more than just what I happen to remember. And, oh, except for those 2 years when I was gone to Hawaii.
Can you talk to me a little bit more when you say about sort of people's memories kind of aligning with what the data tells us happened? Is there anything specific you can point to that helps sort of illustrate that?
People have relatively short, or they base their expectations on relatively short time frames. The classic example is this summer 2018 in Anchorage. Many people thought it was unusually cool and rainy, and in fact, it was significantly warmer than the multi-decade average. But it was cooler than some of our recent summers. So it's pretty clear that people aren't judging what's happened this summer from the World Meteorological Organization's 1981 to 2010 normals, which is the standard. They're basing it on the last few years. And it's important to note that's perfectly valid. The problem becomes when the last few years gets projected back into, oh, that's the way it was, so this year was, in fact, cool. Well, in fact, in the longer term, we can see that this was actually quite a mild summer, but not as mild as some of the recent years.
Are there any other interesting things you take away about how Alaskans are seeing and experiencing climate change?
So I think that in rural Alaska, where most of the communities are fairly strongly subsistence dependent and people are out on the land, that there's a general recognition that things are changing. And of course, when you're doing subsistence hunting or gathering, weather and climate is just one part of the equation. How are the times that animals are available? How has that changed? When are plants, if you're berry picking, when are they coming right? Those are all part of the equation. When is the snow melting? When are rivers and lakes freezing so you can get out in the winter time? And that's a very different experience than if you're living in urban Anchorage or Fairbanks and your experience of the change is driving to work. Those are very different experiences. They're equally valid, but they're quite different perceptions, potentially, than, say, a rural subsistence-based community.
Climatologist Rick Toman retires this week from the National Weather Service. Next week, he starts a new job with the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy based at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.